Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning and a vacation. Another one bites the dust. It's back to work on Wednesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Isn't that great when you go on vacation and you're like, hold on a second, what day is it? Sometimes that happens to me during a regular week, but that's just because I have too many balls in the air. Much going on. I'm like, wait, what day is it? What time is it?
Now, between you and news guy Matt, you were the guys that taught me, about a year ago to stop wearing a watch?
Yes.
And I did.
Mm-hmm.
So on vacation, I decided to stop looking at my phone.
Perfect.
Because number one, it's replaced your watch. It's got the time on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, useless texts or stuff popping up on social media.
You get sucked in.
Yes.
You look at the phone to check the time and then you see the little notification and then you get sucked in and all of a sudden 45 minutes of your life has passed.
So the only time I actually used my phone was when I would text somebody who was up at the condo and I would say, bring more beverages to cooler something. That was about it. Honest to God.
I actually felt quite privileged. I did share with our listeners. I got a couple, just a few.
I sent you a few photos.
Yep. And I was so happy to see. My favorite one was you kind of, you're jumping in the ocean.
Oh, that was when I first got there. I just ran in the ocean with my clothes on.
It was great.
It was hilarious.
It was amazing.
And people were looking at me like, well, that guy just got here. But the fact was I hadn't been there for years. And just a brief story for you guys listening. This is the same condo I went to as a child.
Oh, really?
And then I rented it when I had children. And then for some reason, when my kids got older, like kids do, they want to go on vacation with their friends or this, that. So we stopped going. And so now I'm there years later. It was
awesome.
Really cool. The place has aged a little bit, but so have I.
Sure.
I'm not going to run down the steps. I'm going to walk. And it is still a very family-oriented place.
Awesome.
And we'll talk about that because there's a new study out which ranks all the states from rudest to most polite.
Oh, geez.
And I'll tell you, every once in a while, someone would set up their umbrella next to me. And they was from New Jersey. New York City. Those people do not know how to vacation. A couple times I wanted to say, hey, forgive me for eavesdropping, but hey, dude, calm down. You're on vacation. You know?
Yeah, just take a deep breath.
And I saw a lot of misbehaving children, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I guess they get what they want all the time.
Oh, I see.
I felt bad when I actually got up out of my beach chair and walked over and slapped somebody else's kid and told him to shut up.
Well, yeah, hey.
I can't do that.
I thought we weren't going to talk about the bail money that I had to send you.
No, I did not do that. But a lot of times I would do a lot of second looking.
like that double glance.
Hey, lady, that's your kid. Calm them down.
Ooh, you're one of those guys on the beach now.
I didn't say, but this is the whole idea. Like, everything's like I'm becoming my dad or something. It's just wild. So I was totally relaxed. I tried several new beverages.
Ooh,
that's different from
me. Have to talk about that, too.
And, it was, and I was surrounded by family, my older sister.
I feel like we could talk the whole rest of the show about beach-going etiquette.
You're darn right. But however, and we will touch on it
a little bit.
But it's good to be back. It's Wednesday. We got a big party tonight to go to. That's one of the reasons why I'm back. And, and there's just some things to do. So we'll talk about it. Tom and Laura,
back together again.
94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
O.J. Simpson, you know O.J., he's on Twitter now. He tweeted yesterday that he was apprehensive about his upcoming NFL fantasy draft. No worries, O.J. If you don't like a player, you just cut him. It's easy.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, news and sports and hockey weather coming in. Sports Center's probably going to talk about the Phillies beating the Red Sox last night.
Okay.
Hey,
Hold on. Should we just touch on this and get it out of the way? Your Red Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah, they done.
Calm down.
Okay, Matt.
There's still a shot at a wild card. I doubt it, but yeah.
While you were away, Matt was like, second Tom gets back in this building. Yes, he was prepared. He was going to be like, they're done. They're out. Who did they lose? They lost a guy.
Chris Sale, they're one of their ace starting pitchers.
So they lost a guy.
So both are out. Price and Sale, number one and number two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Matt was going to go off on you. And I said, hey.
You can't do that when somebody comes back from vacation. That's, what would you call it, a violation?
That is a violation.
It's a major violation. Yes. Look how tan and relaxed he is.
Yes.
I am tan and relaxed. What I understand, there was a special announcement for Try It Tuesday yesterday, too.
There was, in case you missed it, Tom.
Congratulations,
thank you. Yeah.
And in case some of our listeners missed Try It Tuesday yesterday, you could check the Facebook video. But Matt the News Guy and Mrs. News Guy are going to have a little baby.
They are in January.
Yeah.
I have to say, our Matthew did very, very well at his first ever diapering of the Mickey Mouse doll.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I feel like we have to revisit this in like a month or so. Maybe there will be some practice.
Okay.
some parenting classes at Evan. But I feel like we could do another Try It Tuesday with other baby-related things.
Well, I got those coming up. So those classes coming up at Evan. So
I have access to my sister's kids. So, well, I mean, we have all kinds of kids stuff that we could bring in.
There are classes at Evan. But, Matt, we're talking about stuff like we're going to bring an unassembled crib in here. And you got like 3 minutes to put it together.
Well, then I'll be here for like 3 hours.
Actually, we could probably follow Matt and Lisa down to IKEA and see if the marriage survives as they go shopping at IKEA.
There are better places to buy cribs.
Just sit in the cafeteria and eat the meatballs and let the wife get what she wants.
Let her buy whatever she wants.
With that,
there
honestly.
Yeah.
Boy or girl, aren't you?
We are not going to find out. We're breaking the gender reveal.
Perfect.
Craziness.
Perfect.
We're not about that.
A true surprise.
A true surprise.
Amazing.
Yes. One of the last true surprises in life.
I think that's fabulous. Right. Yep. I think that's so fun.
Okay, so little news guy.
Little news guy.
Or gal. News girl.
Yeah, correct. News guy or news gal.
Just to wrap this whole conversation up in one nice bundle. This little bundle of joy is going to look really good in a Red Sox onesie.
No.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:43. Yeah, it happened in...
Florida.
No, that's what makes this fun.
Oh, no, where did it happen?
It happened in Connecticut, where no one causes trouble.
Oh, we are quite posh in Connecticut.
Yes.
We attend prep school in Connecticut.
Six couples were attending something else in Connecticut. They were making out in a field.
Oh, I thought that was in upstate New York.
And they were arrested by cops.
For?
Well, making out in a field. The interesting part is the six couples ranged in age from 62 to 85.
Oh, my goodness. Reliving the glory days.
I guess. I can't believe these people were arrested. They should have got medals or something. Police in Fairfield, Connecticut made the arrest to all of the people involved. They were arrested from breaching the peace.
What?
Yeah, some were arrested for breaching the peace. Which I would think it should be getting a piece. But
Thomas. Here are their ages. Okay, I just found the news story. It's from the Norwalk News Times.
Right. So breaching the peace, and some of them are facing public indecency charges. So I'm thinking they was naked. But still, maybe they were at Woodstock originally.
There were two 62-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah, don't get...
A 67-year-old, a 75-year-old, an 82-year-old, and an 85-year-old.
Yeah, so, you know... I'm thinking, let it be, man. If you're that old and you're getting all crazy like a teenager, let it go.
Lewd conduct. That was the complaint that was called in.
Lewd conduct.
Conduct.
Now, should I tell you about a couple of things I did at the beach or no?
No, let's just move on. No,
right,
thank you.
94KX with news coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. We're doing the... Tom and Laura in the morning, giant bonus buy item of the day thing, from what I understand.
Yes, we are.
How'd you do with it without me? I mean, I know that I add that angle of humor to life.
You do. You do indeed. Also, you like to comment on my choices. Sean Carey, when he was here helping out and filling in, he just was like, oh, that sounds like a nice healthy snack. But we did.
Says the guy who eats deep fried food at Little League parks.
He does. He does indeed. Either way, if you listen for the item and price with Tom and Laura every single weekday, the rest of this week, you can win yourself a gift card to Giant later on when Sean Carey, who's back in the midday, asks you for that item and price.
And hey, that gift card is good for filling up the kids' lunch boxes, getting ready for back to school.
Back to school.
A lot of kids are going back to school today. It's early.
I need to go home and watch... Billy Madison.
Back to school. Back to school. I like that. Today's healthy bonus buy of the day is seedless grapes for just $1.99 a pound.
That's any color, red, purple, green, seedless grapes, $1.99. You have to remember that, friends. And Sean Carey will ask for it later on today.
Back in the day when I took a lunchbox, I'd pull out my seedless grapes and hold them in the air and say, anybody want to trade? Anybody got a Snickers bar?
Or a tasty cake?
Oh, tasty cake.
We're trying to cut back on the tasty cakes.
And we're getting healthy.
Yes, we are.
And that's why seedless grapes are the bonus buy of the day. Listen to win a gift card later on.
That's right. Giant quality selection savings every single day.
Mm-hmm. I ate a lot of seedless grapes while I was at the shore this past few days.
Sure. Was that seedless grapes that have been crushed and then
fermented?
Yeah, they
were squeezed into a bottle.
And then into a bottle and you drank them.
Ah, okay.
As I've said before, it's like eating a salad.
Uh-huh.
Drinking wine is like eating a salad full of healthy things like antioxidants.
There you go.
Hmm. That's true.
I had some nice wines with dinner.
It helps to neutralize free radicals in your body.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And so I feel healthier already coming off vacation.
You should.
That's good.
Until my brother-in-law broke out the frozen Jägermeister.
What? Wait, whoa.
Jäger.
Frozen? Like a slushy?
No, it doesn't freeze completely like slushies, but it's ice cold.
Oh, yeah, you got to keep it in the freezer.
It's been a hot day at the beach, Trudy's.
Okay, where do you keep your vodka?
I don't refrigerate it.
Oh, no, I keep mine in the freezer, man.
You don't refrigerate your vodka?
Mm-mm.
You got to freeze it. You got to put it in the freezer.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
I was told back in the 80s, if you put vodka in the freezer, it could stop your heart when you drink it. I was like, okay, maybe I should stop that.
Oh. No, I've been keeping mine in the freezer since college, man. That was also to, like, hide it.
Uh-huh.
There's that.
Also to hide it.
All right.
So it was either in the freezer or under your mattress. You know, it was one of those things.
In a boot in my closet.
There you go. I mean, you know, when you guys go on vacation, do you try different foods and different drinks and stuff?
Have you met Keith and I?
Well, yeah.
You about to say, that's a stupid question.
How about you, Matt? If somebody hands you a drink with pineapple juice and an umbrella in it, do you give it a whack or
what? Yeah, I give it a try if I'm in the island type of mood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did a lot of that. A lot of things tasted like coconut.
Yeah.
And pineapple.
It is good, though. Fantastic. That's exactly what's nice and refreshing.
And I was like, hey, this
when you're at
the
beach.
I tried different wines, too.
Awesome.
And they weren't bad. And foods, the restaurants were amazing, as always, when you're on vacation.
Mm-hmm. You know, lots of fish, I hope.
There was actually a restaurant called The Big Fish. And so I had to try it.
Excellent.
The Big Fish.
And guess what I had?
Fish.
Yeah, the seafood, yeah. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:13. Rude people. I touched on this last hour. When you go on vacation, everybody should... Now, I know this isn't going to happen, but I think that when you're on vacation, everybody should act like me. All right? Everybody should have a little Tommy Tom in them during vacation.
Okay, describe how you are on vacation, though, because you don't take vacations that often.
No. So when I go, I shut everything down.
Yep.
You know? No watch on my wrist. No phone. I have the phone somewhere with me. It may have been left in the suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no time. I just like, it's not like I could tell exactly what time it is by looking at where the sun is, but I get a basic idea. So I'm thinking, it's about 3 o'clock. It's about 5 o'clock.
So step one is to unplug.
Yes, unplug. Okay. Step two is definitely relax. And
whatever that means to you, right?
Yeah. So sit on the beach, go to the pool, go back to the beach. Go for a walk, whatever, just, and no timetable, right? So I'm surrounded. The beach isn't real crowded. It was a private beach, but still, it's everybody that's staying in this condo complex. And I'm surrounded by people that, where are we going for dinner? What time is it? When are we leaving? When are we coming back? I want to know. Could you tell by my accent what I was dealing with? And I was like Central Pennsylvania, dude, just sitting there going, yeah. You know, now, I was born and raised in northeastern PA, but I've settled in here pretty much, so I'm like Farmer Tom from Point Township. I'm
there
like, yep, it's a good time. And some of the rude stuff that you would hear, you would rent umbrellas and chairs.
Yes.
They all matched the condo. So these college-age kids...
Come and set it up for you.
Some of them from different countries would come over. And the New Yorkers and the New Jersey people, they were so mean to these kids.
Why?
It's like, no, I want it over here. What's the matter with you? This chair looks broken. Go get me another one. You know? And I'm like, look at... And there was this kid.
Oh, my goodness.
Never asked his name. But he set up my chair and umbrella every day.
Yeah.
And he was from the Dominican. And he's a college student.
Yep. So he's earning some money.
And he's earning some money so he could be an English literature major in the Dominican.
Oh, right? Wow. Okay.
So I was like, man, when you start studying Hemingway, think of me. Not just because of the white beard. Think of me. And he'd laugh, you know. But people were uptight. And then I come in here this morning, and I see this article on the friendliest and the rudest people in the United States.
Well.
And hey, New York, you got it.
You're the rudest.
And hey, New Jersey, you're almost there. And it just all tied in with my vacation.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, this list. New York is the rudest, and then followed shortly by New Jersey. Luckily, Pennsylvania.
We're doing all right.
We're doing okay. We are number 18.
For friendly or for rude?
For friendly. So we're going up towards the top. We're in the top 20 for friendliest.
Okay.
I guess people wouldn't instinctively think that Philadelphia or Pittsburgh is very friendly, but apparently they are. Created the slogan City of Brotherly Love.
Well, I think a lot of the Amish people offset the rude people. So, because Amish people really don't talk to anybody. So how could they be rude? How could they be mean?
In Pennsylvania, it said that PA people ranked highly in terms of helpfulness for strangers.
There you go.
That if somebody's lost and they were like, hey, how do you find this? A local person would always be like, oh, yeah, you just head down the street and make a left. And what? So that apparently a good-natured local will always help you out.
There you are. The friendliest state in America, Minnesota.
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 Tennessee, South Carolina, Texas, and Wyoming.
I will personally vouch for Texas.
See, now you got to get this in because if Matt walks in, he'll say stupid.
No, I know he will.
Stupid Dallas Cowboys.
Stupid Cowboys fans. No, I will vouch for Texas. I spent a summer there. I did an internship. I lived right in Dallas.
They're all, how y'all doing?
Yes. I didn't know a soul other than my family members down there.
Okay.
And I would go out by myself. It was the summer I turned 21.
Oh,
and
boy.
Literally, I would sit, always a friendly face, never had any issues, mm-hmm. was called ma'am a lot. And in Texas, that's a compliment. Mm-hmm. That's not rude. That's not old. How you doing today, ma'am?
Now, I don't know how it is, you know, in Wyoming, but I find most of the southern states to be polite. And they welcome you as a guest. Now, when you get out to Wyoming, they're still on the top of the list, so...
I had a really scary moment in Mississippi, so I'm surprised that Mississippi is not in the top 10. Super scary moment.
You couldn't spell it. You got in a jam and you couldn't spell it.
No, I think wasn't. I can spell it.
Okay. Anyway. So, hey, we're in Pennsylvania. We're doing okay. And I know I bust on people from New York and New Jersey. I have a lot of family in New York, but it's upstate, which is different than the city.
Totally different than the city.
Right. And our Matt guy here is... His parents are from New Jersey.
And Long Island.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And sometimes he goes a little New York, New Jersey on us. So
he does. Yeah. And the accent comes out.
Shut up. Stupid.
Hey, that's stupid.
All that stuff. So thank goodness we're in Pennsylvania. And for one reason only. Thank goodness my vacation's over.
Help Lewis.
In May.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, with some late night TV.
John Travolta said he'd like to be part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. How's he going to be a superhero if we already know his secret identity?
How do you sleep? Everybody's awake, right? It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Time for birthday buddies. This isn't going to sound like a musical birthday.
Okay.
But Jim McMahon is 60 years old today. Jim McMahon, the quarterback of the Super Bowl champion Chicago Bears.
Oh.
Back in the day. Now, why is he a musical birthday that I always do? Remember the Super Bowl shuffle? He was one of the dudes rapping that. You don't remember the Chicago Bears Super Bowl shuffle? I know you might have been young.
I don't.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to Google it. I apologize.
Well, anyway, Jim is well retired from the NFL, and he turns 60 today. Our girl Michelle Mertz is probably having a Jim McMahon party.
Oh, man.
That goes way back in time. Back when the Bears were good.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And now you're in big trouble.
Now I'm in big trouble. Here's our musical celebrity birthday today. 81 years old.
Find time to leave me, Lucy.
Kenny Rogers. Oh, Laura. Don't take your love to town.
You're my lady. For years.
me down. Slow dance with me, Tom.
Yes. You know, you decorate my life. Decorate whatever that means. I don't know. And she believes in me. Big time friends and nighttime lovers. Islands in the stream. Dolly Parton.
They're the best. You got no
when to hold. When feel to hold free to sing along, no folks.
When to fold them. Know when to walk away.
Know when to run. You never count your money.
Sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting.
Hey, when the dealing's done.
When the dealing's done.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Kenny.
Happy birthday, Kenny. Do you know what my favorite Christmas album of all time is? The Dolly Parton-Kenny Rogers collaboration.
And I never even heard of it until you introduced me to it a couple years ago.
I did indeed.
Kenny and Dolly's Christmas album. Anyway, Kenny's 81 today. He retired in Nashville in 2017. He's 81 years old. His face is 21. So there you have it.
I just had a little too much work done that,
yeah,
Kenny.
A little bit too much. But now it's time for Tom and Laura's birthday buddies. Happy birthday to Amy Minnick from Northumberland. I know her from the old soccer days. She's a big 5'3 today, Amy.
A very happy birthday to Laura Crummer from Sealands Grove, 27 today.
Bonnie Avellino from Cold Township is the nifty 60.
Leslie Zechman from Watsontown is 38.
And a happy birthday to Brandy Nielsen from Sealands Grove, 38 years old as well.
Michael Corbaccio from Shamokin Dam is 56.
Happy birthday to Kathy Shirk from Mifflinburg. She's 49.
A very happy birthday to Roxanne Sorosky from Coal Run, 60 years old today.
Kathy Wands from Sunbury is 48 today.
Tara Welliver from Northumberland is 43.
Dalton Snyder from Norrie. Know that kid, too. He's 22.
Timothy Vassar is 48 today.
And a happy birthday to Erin Erlington from Sunbury. She's 40.
Tom Krause is 72 today. Happy birthday.
Gina Lopatsky from Elysburg is 42.
Todd Robinault is 29 today.
Justin Erdley from McClure is 41 today.
Michelle Runyon from Milton is 56 today. That's from Patricia Clock, messaged in on Facebook.
And nothing in the text club, but everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us, like Patricia did for Michelle, on the 94KX Facebook page. Text us at 49330 or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
I did that like Kenny Rogers.
I saw that.
Birthday Buddies.
That's good stuff.
Oh, thanks. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. The summer of 69 was Woodstock, if you're a part of that. Lewisstock is coming to Lewisburg. We'll talk about that coming up on the show. New James Bond movie, yay or nay? What do you think?
Yay.
Wait a minute. You're a James Bond fan?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
I never would have put you in that category.
I really enjoy James Bond. All of them.
All of them? Like Sean Connery all the way up?
And then who was it? Roger Moore was before Sean Connery.
And no, Sean Connery, then Roger Moore.
Then Roger Moore. Sorry, so yep. Sean Connery, then Roger Moore, then Pierce Brosnan, Daniel, what's
Daniel
his name?
Craig.
Yes, with the blue eyes.
Is still doing it. And it's going to be called No Time to Die.
I like it. It might be the last one for him. And then they pick a new Bond.
Oh, do you think?
I think so.
Wow.
Because people tend, like, you kind of age out of it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like it. Never try and pinpoint my movie tastes.
I guess not.
Don't try to do it.
You liking Fast and Furious is ridiculous.
Oh,
but
my God.
You do.
Hobbs and Shaw was ridiculous and fantastic all at the same time.
So you do think that No Time to Die.
It's going
to
be awesome.
I think they use the word kill and die too much in the titles.
That's
so
James
I get Bond. Them all, yeah, but I get them all mixed up. I mean, listen to this trailer.
When you were young and were told that you'd only live twice.
Wait, what?
Good evening, 007.
You used to say you'd die another day.
My name is James Bond. Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
There's no time to die.
Is that Paul McCartney? I think it's not. Not to be confused with Live and Let Die, it is No Time to Die. On Friday, we need Movie Mike's opinion on this.
I think he's going to vote yes.
All right. I'm kind of still on the fence. waiting to die.
Hey, rumor has it there's going to be a fourth Matrix.
Yeah, they're talking about that too.
Uh-huh, can't
Do we need a fourth Matrix?
Yes, we do, but I don't know how Trinity is going to still be in it.
Because she died in the last one.
That is correct. Okay. I'm real excited about all of it. I love superfluous action films.
She's really excited about it, and I'm just confused about it.
Help, Louis.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You'll be on the way to work in just a little bit. News, sports, and AccuWeather coming up. Five school districts going back to school today.
Back to school.
Danville, Lewisburg, Mifflinburg, Mount Carmel, and Selinsgrove Grove. All going back to school today.
Doesn't it seem early?
Yeah, that went by fast.
Very early. When does Warrior Run start? Because they're always an early one, too.
Yeah, there's a bunch starting tomorrow, including Milton Warrior Run. Mm-hmm. And this is funny. Milton Warrior Run and Milton are all starting tomorrow. I didn't know there was two Miltons. Anyway, and then some late starters, Shamokin, Shikellamy, September 3rd. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, Line Mountain started. Or no, 2 days ago. Holy cow.
On
Midwest
Monday.
Started yesterday.
Wow.
I think it's early. I used to remember Labor Day weekend, and then it was like you didn't know how to feel in Labor Day weekend because you knew you had school.
We
right
always
after
went
that.
To school and had a couple days before Labor Day, and it was
did
almost
that's
like,
what I did mostly.
Yeah, it was always like 3 days, but then you had like Friday and Monday off because it was Labor Day weekend.
Exactly. Yep.
Is that a good thing? Are you like easing back into school?
Yes. I always loved that personally.
Yeah, I always preferred that too.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was great because it kind of eased you into the school year. You got to see your friends. There really wasn't much homework or anything happening, but you got a couple days in.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked it.
All right. So Selinsgrove, Mount Carmel, Mifflinburg, Lewisburg, and Danville. School bells are ringing. Let's be safe. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I don't know what to do next. We're trying to get a pet adopted and an intern adopted, all in the same. We have a new intern. We'll talk.
No, we want the intern to stay.
Okay.
Because he can be very helpful.
That's a good point. We want him adopted by the end of the semester. We want the pet adopted by the end of this week. It's a tail wagon Wednesday from the SPCA, John's Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning, and Wicked Dog Grill. And we have an adorable puppy today.
Oh, my goodness. Our friend Jen is here from the Pennsylvania SPCA Center at Danville. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. You just made my day because you brought a puppy.
I did. I brought an adorable little baby today.
8 weeks old?
Approximately. He okay. came into us as a stray, so we actually don't know exactly, but approximately he's about 2 months old.
This little guy was a stray?
Yeah, that's he was nice. Found walking on the road.
In Danville or around the area?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just in the area, too. Someone brought him in. We posted his photo, scanned for a microchip, and no one came over to claim him.
So. No microchip?
Nope.
Oh, he was just all by his lonesome. Well, he has all the toys out, spread everywhere. Mm-hmm. Typical puppy energy, but give us some more details because you got to spend last night with him.
Yes. He is an obnoxious puppy. He loves to play. That is his favorite thing. I do have a cat now. I end up being a foster fail, so I have a cat, and he loves to chase the cat.
Oh,
oh no.
I feel like he likes the cat. He just wants to play with everything all the time. So
including you and the cat.
Yes, he loves to play with everything, the dogs, the cat, the blankets. So he's going to need all the puppy training and everything, too. So that is something to keep in mind as well.
Here's a good point, though. So he was chasing the cat, but adopting a dog this young, you truly then can work with them and get them to fit into your family.
Oh, yeah.
You
definitely.
Can do that with any dog, any shelter dog, but with a pup this young, mm-hmm. they're yours to be molded.
Yeah, I think he would be fine living with cats at this point. He just wants to play with everything at this point in time.
That's any puppy.
Yeah.
So do we know about how large he'll be, what kind he is?
Just by looking at him, he's probably a pity mix, but it's hard for us to tell how big he's going to be. He does have some big paws right now, so he's probably going to be a larger boy, but we can't really know for sure.
He has a beautiful black and white coat,
yes.
short hair.
Little white boots,
mm-hmm.
or big white boots,
yes.
I should say. Big paws on his dog.
And he's just going ham on all of Murphy the Morning Show dog's toys. We got them all out.
Murphy's going to have issue with that tomorrow. But today is Tail Wagon Wednesday, and we're going to go Facebook Live with her. Right?
Yes, we want everyone to meet him. And we had such success with our friend Nyla last month. She was literally adopted before the end of the day, that very same day.
That was amazing.
I challenge everyone. It's a puppy. there's got to be somebody listening who wants a puppy today, if not by the end of the week. So let's go Facebook Live on the 94KX Facebook page. You can meet Mr. Logan and all of his adorable energy then.
Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. 94KX with Late Night TV.
The next James Bond movie will be called No Time to Die. This is based on the life of Betty White. That's nice.
Too soon.
Get that, Betty White.
Is it Comedy Central roast starting a little early this
year? Yeah, exactly.
Are you burned out? I'm not. I just came back from vacation.
I would hope you're not. You should be well rested right now.
I am well rested, and I could put up with just about anything. So if you're going to give me just about anything, you can do it today and maybe tomorrow and maybe Friday.
But next week, forget about it.
That's it. 91% of us are burned out at our jobs right now, according to a recent study. Here's the top five things that'll burn you out at work. Number one, constantly being interrupted while you work. Well, that's our business, isn't it?
Basically, that's for me at least.
I had to run out of room before to take care of a news story. So, you know.
That's kind of how we exist.
Yeah, but I guess there are jobs where you can't be interrupted. I don't know. Maybe a teacher or a professor.
Not sure.
Maybe somebody working on an assembly line in a factory probably should get. Oh, maybe a butcher at the meat plant. Hey, don't interrupt that guy. He'll lose digits.
Yeah, that's true.
On an assembly line, I feel like any eruption sometimes is bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kills the rest of the assembly.
Yeah,
and sometimes months later you buy that car and it's called a lemon. Anyway, number two problem in burnout at work, your career is stagnating.
Okay.
Here's an idea, friends. If your career is stagnating, do something about it. Okay? Change your life. Change your job. Change your environment. My dad used to say, hey, if I don't like a movie, I get up and leave.
I love that line.
And he was talking about anything, you know? So, yeah, make a change. Number three, an unmanageable workload.
Well, that's understandable.
I used to work with a guy who said, hey, my plate's full. My plate's full.
Really?
So, yeah, I emptied his plate. I fired him.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So
that escalated quickly.
That did escalate quickly.
Yeah, so an unmanageable workload would depend on who's saying it's unmanageable. If it's just you, but all your coworkers have the same load, you need to think about that. Number four, a toxic culture. Ooh, if you're in that kind of workplace, man, you got to get out. And finally, number five, this will burn you out at work. Number five is using outdated technology.
Oh.
It could be a problem.
Yeah.
Got to get it done somehow, but
here's the thing.
Slows the process.
At the end of the day, if you don't like something, start a conversation to change it or make a change yourself.
And if it's something you can't change, let it go.
Let it go. Try to keep it positive.
If it's something you can change, well, then start doing it.
Yes, exactly.
Have a good day at work. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. A good day to go get the car washed. We're looking at sunshine and clouds. Now, maybe a late day thundershower, but hey, it's a Wednesday at the wash. So all you need is the keyword.
That's right. That keyword is wash.
Wash.
W-A-S-H. Text that in right now to 49330. You can text anytime throughout the day, each and every Wednesday. Get a $2 off code to be used in Danville, down here on the Strip in Shamokin Dam, or up in Williamsport if you're headed north of us. And then be in the running for that $20 gift card to Ultimate Express Car Wash.
Wednesday at the wash. Every Wednesday. 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning wrapping up, but first, we introduce...
Intern Nick.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
A brand new intern.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Identify yourself, sir, and where you come from.
I am Nick Thompson, and I'm a senior at Sealands Grove.
A senior in high school.
Welcome.
Nice first day of school here. I like that.
Exactly. You know, most interns are college kids.
Mm-hmm.
But in this area, it is great to tap into the younger minds.
Yes.
Because a lot of people you hear on the radio every day were high school interns.
Yes, so for sure. Our very own Kyle Alexander, that's how he started in radio.
Way back when this guy named Tom Morgan was much younger. How about that? Nick, of course, already works here as what we call a PA, which stands for Pennsylvania.
Or promotions assistant. He helps when we go out and about in the community.
Yeah, he helps, you know, set up broadcasts. You may have seen him at Spyglass or here and there, maybe Blaze Alexander Ford. And but now he's going to learn everything that goes on here.
I'm excited for him.
He just witnessed his first tail wagon Wednesday.
He did. I told him to prepare himself for Murphy the Morning Show Dog tomorrow.
That'll be the next test. Can't
wait. Yeah. Count your digits before you come in, okay? Anyway.
No.
There goes Nick's piano lessons.
Oopsies.
Anyway. Yeah, Murphy's cool.
Murphy is cool.
Little guy today.
Nick, well, welcome. We're super excited to have you here. And this is for the first half of the year, correct?
Yep.
Okay. How long will you stay with us daily? I think you should come in at 7 a.m. So I really
do. I'm not getting paid, but I might. We'll see.
Okay.
Maybe let's split the difference. 7:30.
Can make it work.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
Need you for birthday buddies. Welcome aboard, buddy. Sean Carey's next.
That's right, everybody. Have a great Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.